He wants his out, he wants to raise the rent, and he wants to upgrade. And we're caught in the middle.
For 30 years, Anna's rented an apartment in the Los Angeles community of Harbor City. For some of her relatives, including her 27-year-old aunt and her own two young children, the apartment has been the only home they've ever known. So the thought of being without it keeps her up at night.
I can't eat. I can't sleep.
And a pseudonym says her family has paid their bills on time over the decades of living in the apartment in Harbor City, where more than half of the residents are renters. And she says for years now, the landlord has been trying to get her family out of the apartment without just cause.
Families are being pushed out illegally a lot of times, tactics that landlords are using. And once they move out, it's really hard for them to find somewhere to live in their community that they've been living there for many years that's affordable for them.
That's Elsa Chagoya, the executive director of Inquilinos Unidos, Spanish for Tenants United. She says her organization has been empowering low-income residents of Los Angeles to find affordable and safe housing since 1979, but that it has never been more difficult to do so.
The crisis is due to two things, low incomes and high rents. What we're finding in the city of Los Angeles is that 60% of residents renting end up paying nearly 40% of their incomes towards rent, which leaves you little else, right, for anything else if you're spending all your money on rent.
That's been a struggle for a renter named Paul, who says a disability forced him into a low-income rental unit he says he can barely afford despite its government subsidy.
When I went on disability, the amount of money that I was getting, there was a drastic difference. And so they charge me 30% of my income, which is less than $300. So I can't afford to move.
He says he's been stuck in an L.A. Housing Authority building for seniors in West Hollywood, which flooded twice last fall. The water and resulting damage displaced renters, forcing them into hotels through March of this year. Paul says some of his fellow renters did not survive the stress of the sudden moves.
When we came back, I found out that the first time, eight people had passed away. And I had seen people during the whole process, the older people, how they, one woman was pretty, she was okay. And when we got to the hotel, though, she became very confused, didn't know who people were, didn't know who I was, and we were very close. And she died, I think, 2 weeks later.
Paul says his health has also been affected, and that he now sleeps on a sofa near the door because of worries of more flooding. Gloria, who's been living in an apartment in the neighborhood of Studio City for 22 of her 54 years, is facing another fear factor, eviction. She lost her job in March.
So, yeah, that's what's going on. I want to keep my home. I want to take care of the ones I love.
Gloria has been unable to find work, and after running through her savings, she's not been able to pay for her August or September rent. She and her three rescue cats face eviction. She believes that there should be a legal recourse in place to protect longtime tenants from quick eviction. Gloria is finding that help would only become available to her if she became homeless.
And it's like, wouldn't you want to keep someone like myself from becoming homeless? Wouldn't that be a better use of the resources than dealing with the blood once it's already, a gaping wound?
The situations of Gloria, Paul, and Anne are not unique to Los Angeles. In cities across the country, rents have skyrocketed in relation to stagnant wages. Homelessness has hit record highs in some cities, with social safety nets unable to handle the increased demand for services. To put the brakes on a financial freefall before hitting rock bottom, some renters are organizing. Chagoya's Inquilinos Unidos is part of a coalition of some 40 other organizations in Los Angeles behind this week's National Renters Day of Action.
We hope that this day brings awareness of the issues that renters throughout Los Angeles are facing, but throughout the nation. This issue of affordability is not just one in Los Angeles. Our fellow community organizations in the Bay Area is also facing similar things. Our fellow renters in New York are also facing similar issues of living, you know, not being able to afford to live in the cities that they've grown, you know, children have grown up in and they've lived in for many years. So this is why Inquilinos Unidos is participating on this day.
Housing activists from more than 50 other cities around the country say it's time to take action against a crisis of evictions, rising rents, and displacement. They hope that showing their strength in numbers will be a first step towards meaningful policy changes they say are way past due. Lenin Ozizwe, FSRN, Los Angeles.